This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, June 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Chap Daly. Here's today's headlines. How clean trucks cost will hit farmers. USDA lowering food inflation forecast. California's clean truck rules will cost farmers. Vegetable producers may have to overinvest in cold storage, make trucks or very complex charging grids. That's according to a new report from Terrain. The economic analysis firm published the forecast to inform farm credit customers as they grapple with costly clean truck rules from the Air Resources Board. The number of refrigerated trucks moving fruits and vegetables and melons peaks in the harsh summer months. That adds pressure for farmers to deliver to retail markets without waste. The dairy supply chain of the San Joaquin Valley, in the meantime, will become much more microscopic and less resilient to shocks. They will be hyper-reliant on their collective ability to meet each other's supply, demand, and transportation needs. And almond processors will become more reliant on the Port of Oakland for exports rather than hauling product to L.A. and Long Beach. According to the report, producers located the farthest from processors and processors located the farthest from ports will likely feel the majority of the impact. EPA proposes pesticide restrictions to protect 27 endangered species. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing a range of mitigation measures to protect 27 endangered species the agency says are particularly vulnerable to the effects of pesticides. EPA says it hopes the restrictions will minimize impacts on the species ahead of any consultation required by the Endangered Species Act. Courts have repeatedly criticized EPA for not completing the consultations, which can take years, and have ordered EPA in particular cases to complete them within specific time frames, forcing EPA to devote its resources to ensure compliance. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Almond Board takes its message to Mexico with yoga and billboard trucks. U.S. almond exports to Mexico rose by 9% over the past year, but the Almond Board of California wants to see even more growth. That's why it's dispatched two mobile billboard trucks to Mexican shopping malls, supermarkets, and gymnasiums this year, that where the crews can set up snack workshops and held yoga and meditation classes. This type of activity reinforces the relevancy of almonds to consumers and is a great complement to our year-long advertising and public relations efforts in the Mexican marketplace, said Becky Jeffers, the board's manager for North American marketing. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA lowering food inflation forecast. USDA economists continue to trim their forecast for supermarket prices this year. The Economic Research Service now estimates that the cost of eating at home will be 5.9% higher this year. Now, that's down from the forecast in May of a 6.3% increase, and it's better than the 8.6% forecast back in February. The lower forecast reflects the continued softening in food prices. Supermarket prices edged up a tenth of a percent in May after falling 0.2% in April, 0.3% in March. By comparison, the 20-month average increase for supermarket prices is 2.5%. The biggest drivers of food inflation for this year expected to be fats and oils, processed fruits and vegetables, cereal and bakery products, as well as sugar and sweets. Pork is the only food category expected to be cheaper this year over last. USDA projects pork prices will be down 2.1% from 2022. Senate bill proposes EQIP subprogram for small-scale producers. A group of Senate Democrats have introduced a bill that would create an EQIP subprogram to support conservation practices on small-scale farms and ranches, while also requiring the Natural Resources Conservation Service to train field staff on small-scale agriculture conservation practices. The lawmakers say the bill, which also would establish national and state coordinators for the EQIP subprogram, creates bonus payments for farms under 50 acres employing soil health practices and allow small farms to enroll on a continuous basis instead of waiting for the annual ranking period. Will make it easier for small farms and ranches to access conservation programs. Now, the bill is sponsored by Senators Michael Bennett of Colorado, Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, Ron Wyden of Oregon, Angus King of Maine, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Jack Reed of Rhode Island, and John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. EPA makes $10 million available for Pesticide Information Center. EPA is seeking to continue funding a National Pesticide Information Center to provide unbiased, accurate, science-based information on a broad range of pesticide-related issues, the agency said Friday. The agency said it will accept applications through August 7th for the five-year $10 million program, which is currently housed at Oregon State. Trained experts will respond to questions on the risks associated with pesticide use, restrictions on pesticide use, whom to contact for regulatory enforcement, how to report information on a suspected pesticide exposure, and more. That according to the funding opportunity announcement. NPIC program staff also will gather information on suspected incidents that callers give voluntarily. APHIS promotes $502 million to prepare for avian influenza detections. Highly pathogenic avian influenza detections are decreasing, but the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service doesn't plan to let up on its efforts to prevent the disease from spreading, announcing an investment of $502 million for additional disease preparations. HPAI in commercial poultry farms is down from 18 facilities in May 22 to zero in May of 23, although poultry flocks around the world continue to manage the disease. This funding transfer will ensure that USDA can continue to stay on top of this outbreak and be ready to respond if detections increase, APHIS says. Previously, USDA has invested more than $793 million in emergency funding to respond to this outbreak by implementing quarantine restrictions, depopulating affected flocks, disposing of depopulated birds, cleaning and eliminating the virus from affected premises, and conducting surveillance in surrounding areas, the agency adds. Finally, here's today's He Said It. I've been tirelessly advocating to remove these trade barriers so producers can continue to export critical goods. That California Representative Jim Costa on India dropping retaliatory tariffs. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, June 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.